Baltimore's acting police commissioner has been making the rounds, meeting face-to-face with residents and elected officials at community forums in all 9 police districts. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden went to several of those forums and reports people have high expectations.
It's a rare opportunity for residents to get a direct line of communication to the police commissioner, and at 2 of the community forums this week, hundreds of Baltimoreans took advantage. Harrison told a crowd at Wildwood Elementary School in Edmondson Village Tuesday he was there to listen and learn.
My mission is to hear from you. So part of the first part of the plan is to hear from you, which guides a lot of decisions. Then while I'm doing that, I'm hearing from the members of the department what they think works well, what they think doesn't work well, what's my assessment of.
Derek Ellis, who lives nearby, welcomed Harrison to what he called this struggling but proud city. And he worried that he sees crime all around his neighborhood, and yet the officers on patrol don't seem to be actively sniffing it out.
I see a lot of officers sitting at their post. Now, I say they're not doing anything, I'm quite sure they're observing. But is there some other way they can prevent the crime from happening, or post or waiting for it to happen and then being over-aggressive to some of the innocent ones in our community?
Harrison said he's heard that at every single community forum in Baltimore. Cops are sitting in their cars while the neighborhoods around them are crime-ridden.
I'm sure it's not as robust as it needs to be. What we need is make sure that there's a direct line of communication with you and other members directly to the command staff of the department.
He said he would look into it and offered no excuses, but reminded people that officers need backup when they approach a dangerous scene and the department is shorthanded. He conceded he hadn't yet read the staffing study done on the Baltimore Police Department, filed in federal court last fall. But he also said Mayor Catherine Pugh will be releasing a strategy for recruitment soon. Several victims of crime stepped forward, including a mother whose son was murdered.
I've been fighting for 9 years to get justice for my child. And you only have one cold case homicide detective. And I have a problem with that. And my problem is because I get no answers.
There's a lot that has to be corrected. That being said, when it's done right, there are people who should be answering your questions.
The organization MOMS, which stands for Mothers of Murdered Sons and Daughters United, unveiled a mobile billboard this week with a similar message for the mayor. Mayor Pugh, stop pod arrests. Solve murders instead, it reads. Mayor Pugh sat in the first row at the forums. City police have said they can't solve crimes if witnesses don't come forward, and residents have said they don't trust the cops, often pointing to mistreatment they've witnessed or experienced firsthand. Those complaints are detailed in a 200-plus page U.S. Justice report that led to the consent decree the Baltimore Police Department is operating under. The consent decree, which calls for major changes in the way the police department operates, was on Ricardo Mander's mind at the Edmondson Village Forum. He wanted to know how Harrison planned to get Baltimore's cops on board with the changes.
I want to know, beyond your blanket statement of training, like what is going to be your initial plan? What is your initial strategy to attack to have a more immediate short-term change in that department? Because currently, if they're feeling constrained by the consent decree, technically they're getting paid for nothing because they're not doing the job.
Harrison said the changes start at the top. After that, you work your way down.
And so we're going to bring in people who can lead in every level at a high capacity all the time. That's how we get people to understand what the consent decree is. By making sure people who can lead understand. If I can't have the leaders that don't understand it, it's going to be hard for the followers to understand.
Harrison said transparency and accountability are essential to his model of policing. And as far as the consent decree goes, he's been there and done that as the superintendent of the New Orleans Police Department in 2013.
New Orleans was in a place where Baltimore is now. I became the chief of the department in the year 2 of the consent decree. At the time, we were the murder capital of the nation.
Harrison tried to assure residents he's up for the job. He has the experience, and he hears the years of frustration and pain in their voices. But at the end of the day Thursday, 12 people had been shot in the city, 4 of them fatally. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.